Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 2nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Three grain ships reportedly left Ukrainian ports yesterday, bound for markets in Africa, despite Russia's announcements of its withdrawal from the Black Sea Grain Initiative. According to the UN Project website, one ship departed from Chornomorsk, bound for Libya, carrying 22,800 tons of wheat, and another departed from Pivdini, bound for Morocco, and carrying 12,690 tons of sunflower meal. The Interfax Ukraine agency reported that four ships carrying loads of grain left the port of Odessa on Tuesday as well. A statement issued by the UN Coordination Center said the passage of the ships was agreed upon by the Ukrainian, Turkish, and UN delegations, with the Russian delegation later informed of the efforts. According to the statement, Amir Abdullah, the UN coordinator for grain exports from Ukraine, is continuing talks with all three countries in hopes of convincing all to participate fully in the initiative. Russia announced plans on Saturday to suspend its participation in the UN brokered deal. The announcement came hours after Moscow accused Ukraine of using drones to attack Russia's Black Sea fleet in Sevastopol, Crimea. Polish Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak held a phone meeting with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin earlier this week to discuss the latest developments in Russia's war against Ukraine. Błaszczak said in a tweet on Monday that he and Austin talked about Russian aggression and the current situation in Ukraine during the call. He added that the conversation also focused on the details of U.S. troop presence in Poland, as well as bilateral military cooperation, including efforts to modernize Poland's armed forces. The U.S. Pentagon later released a statement describing the meeting as a chance to discuss the current security situation along NATO's eastern flank and joint efforts to enhance Ukraine's defense capabilities. During the call, Austin reportedly praised Poland's leadership in providing support to Ukraine, with the two countries agreeing to continue to work closely together to enhance alliance deterrence and defense. The legendary Orient Express train is set to resume service with vintage carriages discovered 7 years ago in Poland at a small railway station near the Belarusian border. A symbol of luxury, wealth, and extravagance, the Trans-Europe Orient Express train ran between Paris and Istanbul from 1883 to 1977. In later years, its route was shortened to Bucharest, Budapest, and finally Vienna, before the Orient Express was withdrawn from service in December 2009. 17 luxurious Orient Express carriages, including 12 sleeping cars, 3 leisure cars, and 1 restaurant car, were spotted at Małaszewicz railway station in 2015. The restored and remodeled carriages are set to be ready for passengers in 2023, when Accor launches an Italy-based Orient Express service before the kickoff of the Paris-Istanbul connection in 2025. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek triumphed in her first match at the WTA Finals in Fort Worth, Texas yesterday after defeating Daria Kasatkina of Russia in 2 straight sets. Świątek appeared somewhat disappointed after the match, telling a reporter from Canal Plus that she was waiting for the WTA Finals in Europe after pointing out that the Texas venue was only a quarter full and the atmosphere didn't compare favorably to what she had experienced in places like Ostrava. Świątek will next face Carolina Garcia of France at 11 p.m. Warsaw time tonight.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of rain midday and a strong breeze coming in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 13 degrees centigrade, or 56 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of only 7 degrees centigrade, or 45 degrees Fahrenheit, overnight. Sunnier weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some rain returning on the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.